feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're going to go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WNFO Medford.
It's Friday night.
Somebody scream!
Working all week, 9 to 5 for my money. So on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, oh, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Go discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Let's break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wow, fine.
The station.
station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You make me feel so good.
Check it out, huh? Woo! Yes,
91.5 WMFO, the Town Center with Chase Carson, 10:12 on your Friday evening. How you doing? And you're in tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. And you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford. Bustin'! Oh, did I mention, by the way, Old School Steve was here? Did I say that? He's in the bathroom changing his depends. He'll be right back, okay? Hold on, 10:30.
Just
91.5 WMFO in the Reddings in remote control. Feeling great today, man. What a great week we had out there. I got my new leopard skin thongs on. Old school Steve's in the house. We're going to roll tonight, baby. That's my friends, early friends, checking in on Facebook. They say hi to my man JT. What's up, man? CD in the house. My man Rob Gilmore's checking in. What's up, Reenie? Checking in. We'll get that in the shout outs a little bit later on. But if you want to get in the party, man, be sure to check us out. Go to Facebook, Chase Carson, and you can see the show live because that's how we do it, live. 91.5. I can't help myself.
Holy God, that's good.
91.5 WMFO and Dynasty, and I don't want to be a freak, but I can't help myself. I'm sorry about that. Sorry. Paulie B just checking in, my man. You can check him out every Friday afternoon between the hours of 2 and 4. Right? Did I say that right? 2 and 4. Okay. All right. What's up, man? Haven't heard from me. Give us a call down here. You listen to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Old School Steve coming up on the other side of Kano on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Hot 91.5 WMFO, the Monster Dance Floor Classic from back in the day. Kano and Redi. And I'm ready for Old School Steve. And he's coming up right on the other side of this. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org. Simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
All right. Absolutely not. Sorry. Absolutely not. That was a mistake. We're having some technical difficulties down here. We got a new board down here. We're trying to figure this thing out. But I had to put that on automation for a second. Sorry about that. But we're back. And like I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, once again, back for his monthly visit, steps into the studios and dazzles his, with his music knowledge for the middle hour of the time tunnel. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and please welcome back into the studio, Old School Steve, ladies and gentlemen. Old School Steve. What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
All right, settle down.
Great to be back.
Settle down.
See, you know, the studio audience, they're way too kind.
Way too kind. It's been a long time, man. That's because we were supposed to get together last week.
You were sick.
Well, yep. Jane was sick, and you didn't want to come in because you had germs and stuff, which I don't blame you.
Right.
No, I don't blame you. And then I just saw you Tuesday night when you woke me up in your bulkhead door after the game.
Right.
Sorry about that, man.
I thought I was home. I thought I was home,
but I apologize for that. But
it's
good to see you, man. Great and I see you back. Came with your list.
Absolutely, man.
You didn't let me preview it this time. I noticed that because you want to just go ahead and do your thing and just go ahead. But I understand
I'm
that.
I'm just going to give them to you one at a time.
But I see, man. I took a quick glance while you were in the bathroom. You got some monsters going on up there.
You can look if you want. You know, all right. There's plenty of stuff.
Hey, we got a theme for tonight?
Nope.
We're just going to...
Just gonna rock it out
and do our thing.
Throwing it out there, man.
All right, man.
All over tonight.
It's all you now till 11:30, baby. So let's get it started.
All right.
What we got?
This is Cameo.
Which one?
She's Strange.
Oh, that's a jam.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
My man.
Get some.
Oh!
Once you know, she's got diamonds and Mercedes and money to blow. Not many know much about this girl. She fades in and out all over the world. You might be possessed by her wit and charm, but there's no need to be alarmed. She's a plain girl just like any other, but the difference is she strives to go further. She's strange,
and I like it.
She's
strange, just the way she is.
Strange,
walking down the avenue.
She's the strangest person I ever did meet. But I had a figure time and it blew my mind. She was so unique and oh so fine. She made me feel like a king and other things. In my head I hear the bells ring. But I'll be okay and I'll be alright. But I'll never forget what we did last night. When she struts a step across the floor and the place is filled with the ladies galore. She is the woman who's in demand, and she's the one that'll take your man. With fresh gear on, she steps in the place with preppy beats all over her face. How many skirts just fit so tightly? You can't look once, you have to look twice. But beware of the spike bands on her wrist and the sexy way her body twists. She's strange, so strange, but I didn't complain. She said yes to me when I ran my game. When we got to the spot where we wanted to be, she asked the man for room 1, 2, 3. But before we left, he whispered to me, she's S-T-R-A-N-G-A.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way
she is.
Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does everything.
Always doing something new.
I didn't know the deal, so I took a chill to see if what he said was really for real. So I went with her to room 123. She put the key in the door and then said to me, don't be surprised by what you see. But when I got inside, I just couldn't believe.
There are things in the crib that I won't describe. She's strange and that I can't deny. I was really tripped out but so turned on. I wanted to stay until the break of dawn. So I made my call on the telephone. I worked it out and didn't need to go home. At first, I was thinking about my fantasy. 5 or 6 pretty ladies and just one me. I could handle them all sufficiently. But instead of 5, I settled for 3. They were fresh fly wells from who knows where. I couldn't help stare at the derriere. Then I rocked them all at a such a pace. It was body to body all over the place.
She burst in the door with a whip and chain. Had second thoughts about why I came. Her eyes turned red. She pushed me in bed. You're strange as all. Now she said.
Then she cracked a whip and removed the skirt. She dove on my body. It was head first. She's strange.
got the job done. It was on, so on, and second to none. I'll be okay, I'll be alright, and I'll never forget what we did last night. So just rock, y'all, you don't stop. A cameo is a going to the top.
Punching people right in the face right off the bat like that, huh?
I ain't playing with you at all tonight.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you right now.
Uh-oh. That's not it.
Nope.
Hey, there's too much stuff going on at once. All right, here we go.
Yo.
If I see something that I like, it's, I have to go for it. And I like what I see, baby. Come here. I got real bored on Friday night. I couldn't find a damn thing to do. So I pulled out a suit about the same color as my BMW. I drove to the party and I stepped on in just to see what I could see. Everybody knew what I was looking for. I was looking for some company. That's right.
Check out. Checking everything inside.
And you know that. So I slid on over and I asked her name. The stella was bad to the bone. I showed her my stash and I kissed her cheek. The only kind of rabbit takes. She knew I was bad when I jumped into my ride. She said,
how much money you make?
Let's just say it'll be more money you'll ever see in your lifetime.
Jerking everything inside.
I'm talking about the
jerk.
Talking about
was wrong, but what the hell, I figured that was what she liked. I said, baby, don't get too comfortable, cause I really like to sleep alone. Leave your number on the table by my data bank. I love you, but you got to go.
What?
Check out. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
Check it.
What's your number, girl?
Jerking everything inside.
The master of the jerk out. Hey, oh.
Got to make some love tonight.
Oh, I gotta make some love.
Jerk it, jerk it.
I'm talking about that.
Jerk it, jerk it, jerk out. Jerk it, jerk it.
I'm talking about that.
Jerk it, jerk it, jerk out.
Terry.
I just wanna touch it.
Stop.
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 91.5. Lord have mercy. WMFO. Yo, man, that's one of my favorite time jams. That's one of my favorite.
Oh, that's one of the best songs I ever did.
I thought that was the one when she said, this is the worst concert I went. When she says, you don't, she don't look as good as you sound, or sound as good as
right,
you look.
Right.
That was the, no, that was the other, but that was a bad jam.
No,
hey,
them,
man, your first three were monsters.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
you coming in, you know, playing with these people tonight. The first three, you come something like monsters.
Always got to start out strong.
All right, let's get to some shout outs, man. We're doing them a little late this week because I know we're running a little behind, trying to get everything settled up here, but why don't you go ahead and do yours first?
Okay, shout outs for Sherry and Eric. Eric, Marcus, Justin, Stacy, Wayne, Doreen, and Megan, all out in Washington. Thanks for listening. Pauly B, Cousin Becky, and that'll do it.
Pauly B. All right, we didn't mention him already. That's my main. Was that Wayne out in Seattle? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Doreen and Meg.
Is Wayne listening tonight?
I believe he is.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for that card, man. I appreciate it. He sent me a birthday card.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And I appreciate it. We'll talk about that other thing, too, all right? All right. Let's see. Okay, we'll talk about that thing later.
Yeah.
All right, quick shout-out. Shout-out to my girl, Rene. What's up? At home chilling with the boys. What's up, little Roscoe, Jake? Shout-out to the Humpster. Hey, he was happy to see you the other night.
He was.
He hasn't seen you in a long time.
He's happy to see everybody. He's a good dog.
He does like everybody. But I think he likes you a lot, though. He was happy to see you.
Dogs know dog people. They know.
They know. All right, okay.
They know.
Shout-out to my man, Roger, down the cuts, doing his thing. He always has the time tunnel blasting until midnight. So if you need a trim or cut up or hook up or fade or something like that, go down and tell him we sent you. Roger, hook you up. All right?
Yep. All
right. Shout-out to The Rock. Shout-out to my people out in ACT checking us out. I'll see you guys next week. I'll be down there. I'll be through the next week. You need to come down there when we can, you know what I mean, go over and hang out with those guys. There's some good guys over there.
Yeah,
they have a good time. You got to come down, hang out with these guys.
Sure.
Shout out to The Hill. They're having the end of the party. I told them no.
I got kids, man. I can't.
I told them we got kids. But hey, Kevin Conroy's up there spinning tonight though, so we might have to just stick my head in and say hi to Kevin because Kevin will be up there throwing down till it gets late in the morning.
Right.
But a big shout out to Kevin Conroy, second best DJ here in Boston. Kevin Conroy. Also, shout out to my man Larry G. The Caves opens up. They're going to be open up at 11:30 instead of the regular time of 11 o'clock. This is the last party before the summer break. It's going to be packed. I was told that you better start getting down there, head your way down there soon.
It might be too late already.
Yeah, it might be, because Larry G's down there, another one. It does his thing. It does his thing good.
Right.
So, but we might pop through there. You never know. We might stop for one. You never know. shout out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile doing his thing. Thanks for the checkout this week, man. Thanks for the birthday stuff. I appreciate that. And shout out to Little Sis. I don't know, she's been on my mind lately, so I'm gonna give a shout out to Dawn because you know she's been on my mind for a little, you know, for lately. So I'm just gonna give,
a
shout out.
She's a little sister. She should be.
She should be on my mind. That's it. All right, that's gonna do it for my shout outs. I miss anybody. Well, nobody else called anybody. Hey, shout out to my peeps on Facebook checking me out. Checking us out on Facebook. Shout out to my man Larry Center. What's up, Spider? My man Rob Gilmore still hanging out with Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy? Who
Captain,
else we got there?
Captain's
still up. Yep, Captain's still hanging out with us there. What's up, Robin? Brenda, what's up? What's up? We got folks checking us out, man. That's how we do it on the Time Tunnel.
Outstanding.
We do it live so folks can see what we're doing behind the scenes and stuff. And,
yep.
You know, we play the music. You want to get a request, you can do that right now. Larry, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to talk to my man over
Everybody
here.
Everybody thinks it's all fun and games, but there's work going
it's
on.
It's hard work back here. We're just playing around. I mean, we're doing hard work back here. All right, speaking of hard work, let's get back to the music. Where we going now, man?
I am ready. This is the Daz Band.
Which one?
Keep It Live.
Oh, I like that.
91.5 WMFO. What'd you do? Uh-ohs.
There you go. Yeah.
Some volume.
All right. Where we getting?
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
All right. We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO. That is the jam, man. I haven't heard that in a long time, man.
I love that song.
Daz Band and Keep It Live. Hey, man, I usually don't do this, man. I usually don't do this, and I'm apologize. You know, I usually don't bogart a song in when you're doing your sets and stuff.
Right.
But this is family. So if I could sneak a quick one in
and
for my man here. All right. Cool. It's a request, man. This is how we do. If you're on Facebook Live, you want to hear jam, and we have it, we can squeeze it in for you. This is how we do. All right. It's a request. It goes out to my man Larry Center, Spite Out Wareham, high five. And this is what she's doing to you. This is what she's doing to you, man. This is what she's doing. Hey, thank you, Old School Steve.
You're welcome.
Thank you, man. 91.5. This is what she's doing, man.